In the studio with us now, we have four students from the Future Business Leaders of America group at the Selins Grove Area High School. So welcome aboard, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Dylan DeFazio is with us. He's president of the organization, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you're the key leader, and Allison Rosu is the vice president of the group. So welcome aboard, Allison.
Thank you.
And Jacob Arndt is here. He's parliamentarian. Welcome aboard, Jacob.
Thank you.
And what does a parliamentarian do?
A bunch of boring stuff, really.
Okay, just making sure like everybody bangs the gavel at the right time, that kind of
that's
stuff?
That's right.
Okay, that's a big job. A bad gavel messes everything up.
That's true.
And Christian Kantz is here. He is historian. So welcome aboard, sir.
Hello. Thank you.
I do appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay. What is FBLA? I remember it from high school, Future Business Leaders of America. My recollection is everybody who was in it probably is a business leader today for the most part, either business leader or in jail. I'm not sure which, but they're out there. So FBLA, what is that?
Yeah, so FBLA in short, like you said, stands for Future Business Leaders of America. And the idea behind that is it gives students an ability or something to allow them to test their business knowledge and improve upon that through tests at the regional, state, and national levels.
And Allison, what else does it entail? For you, you may have an interest in working in business later. What else are you picking up on this? Maybe I'll call it a soft skill or some of the subtle things that you might learn.
Honestly, in FBLA, you can learn a lot. A lot of people learn speaking skills, writing skills, amongst many other important, as well as like we have job interview events and other crucial skills to know to get into any career, not just business.
Well, and I think sometimes they may say, well, young women should learn now to lean in kind of thing. That kind of stuff. Did you pick that up along the way?
I definitely agree with that.
Okay. Christian, tell us about FBLA. What do you do and how does it work? Please.
Well, as a historian, I record events, take pictures for the end of the year chapter, which we will then submit to FBLA state level for competition against the other schools. And then I want to say some things I like about the FBLA is the speakers at the regional level. I learn a lot from them, and if you make it to the state level, the speakers are really good, and then you just learn a lot from them.
And who might be a speaker that you recall in particular? Who has spoken around here?
I can't really recall the speakers around here. It's just when we went to the state, we wrote down notes of many of the speakers, and I kept a lot of them and like learned the different ways that they did it, and I can apply it to myself one day.
Okay, so did Professor Rosu, would be Allison's father, did she ever speak to the group and kind of give you guys some good? Well, he comes
did.
In here from time to time. The only truly conservative professor in the world, as near as I can detect, so we always appreciate him coming in here. Okay, Jacob, tell us about FBLA in your view and why you're part of it.
So one of the main things that I do for FBLA, other than being parliamentarian and obviously helping out with the chapter, competitive events for me are really important because me and Allison made it for competitive events to the national level. And it's really important, I think, the competitive events, because they're what determines qualification for the conferences that we do. And we get to go and stay in a place with a bunch of other FBLA people. And it's really important for like networking, because as you said, a lot of people that are in FBLA will be the leaders, future business leaders.
Okay, so you guys run the store at Selins Grove Area School District. You're in the black, right? You're making a profit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So this is a lucrative story.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to remember that.
Turns out selling snacks to high schoolers is pretty profitable.
Well, they're pretty hungry. All right. Well, yeah, that works out. Okay. And tell us about some of the competitive events. You like those, so describe those in greater detail, please.
So the one I did last year was political science, which tends to be my forte just in general. And it was really a cool experience to get to use my political science knowledge to go to these conferences, go to states, go to nationals. And then this year, I'm doing business law, which is important to my future career just because I want to be a lawyer. So it all ties in, I think.
Is he pretty darn good at these competitions?
Jacob is one of our best performers in FBLA, as you can tell.
And when you say political science and that you're good at it, give me one sentence that describes what you do and that has worked out well for you.
With the tests?
Mm-hmm.
Study the competencies, which there's just there's a lot of competencies that they put on the website for you to study for the tests, and it's just a really important part of it.
Boy, when you go to business school, you're really going to have a leg up, aren't you?
I hope so.
Christian, tell me more about the competition and some of the regional events that you participate in.
So I started FBLA last year as a junior, and I did the sports entertainment marketing event where there's a group of three guys and we take a test of 100 questions. And then out of 18 or 19 guys, we placed third, which was pretty well because that's one of the harder competitions that we focused on. And then you just go to the state level and do it again. You take the same test or same type of questions. But we were unfortunate and didn't qualify for the secondary, I don't know how to put it, but
The next level
presentation,
of competition.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well,
the
that's
presentation
fine.
For the second part. But other than that, it was pretty fun still.
What do you want to be when you grow up? You're starting to get a handle on how your business career will progress?
Well, through my time of searching through colleges and whatnot, I found that I want to go into engineering, the aerospace or mechanical field, and maybe eventually one day start my own business.
Okay. Don't have any homegrown aerospace businesses around here. So this
exactly.
It's a real growth industry locally. So, yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't doubt that for a minute. I guess we'll kind of stay on the same line. Allison, what have you done? Explain some of the deeper competitions or things that you participated in.
Well, my freshman year, I competed in spreadsheet applications where you have to do the 100-question test as well as complete some challenges on Excel. I didn't put forth very much effort in that, but then my sophomore year, last year, I would say that I completely changed my mindset when I did impromptu speaking, where I would be asked a business-related question, and I would have to create a 4-minute speech within 10 minutes and then give it after that.
And can you answer this question? How does FBLA prepare you for today's business? You know, today's business, all digital and electronic, interpersonal communication, though, still glues it all together.
Well, I would certainly say that last event, the impromptu speaking, has really prepared me in a lot of ways for different things that are very important in the business world, such as interviews right now, just fast thinking, as well as learning how to speak in front of a group when I am not incredibly confident about the words that I am saying.
Right. Okay. So maybe a business topics that you're just not 100% familiar with. So, yeah, that's a good point. Well, and plus, I'll just say this to all of you. You all speak up and you speak clearly, which for me, which I don't hear as well as I used to, I appreciate that. So I hear every word you're saying. So that actually means something to me. So thank you. Well, Dylan, kind of wrap us up here. What else is FBLA up to? We haven't talked about the SU Enactus connection. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so FBLA is kind of hosting a few events here in the near future for the community. And one of those is actually Marzoni's Night that we will be hosting. That is November 19th. And basically the idea behind that is people go to Marzoni's to eat. And Marzoni's was generous enough to donate a certain percentage of their profits to our FBLA, which we will then pass on to the Pennsylvania Heart Association. And that's kind of the idea of FBLA getting behind a community and doing community service. And for all the people that would like to participate in this, we have flyers that we'll be putting in Selins Grove High School's main office. So if you would like a flyer, which you present to the people at Marzoni's and help us out with that, we'd be very grateful. But I know Allison has really done a lot with the SU Enactus, so I can let her talk about that.
All right, please, Allison.
All right, so I am the head of the Community Service and Outreach Committee, and within that committee, we have met with SU Enactus about a few different things. One, we were wondering if they would be able to help us with our competitive events, because they, as college students, have such crucial information that not all of us quite understand quite yet. So they both know how to present with those presentational events, and also they have the knowledge to help us with those test events.
All right, so they're just a couple of years ahead of us, but boy, I'll tell you, not much. You guys are pretty sharp. All right, we'll get an additional comment, please, Jacob, and an additional, I guess, make a pitch for folks to watch out for FBLA, because this is up and coming. Please.
Well, I just want to say with the Marzoni's night, with how so what we're doing is we're sponsoring, or what we're giving money to the state project, and so on FBLA, in FBLA, every level, the chapter, pretty much the chapter, and then definitely the state and national organization, everyone picks a state project, a certain charity that we want to raise money for. So that's what we're doing with the American Heart Association, and then nationally with the March of Dimes.
Okay, Marzoni's on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, I guess. November 19th, what time in particular is it?
Four to close.
Okay, yeah. So 4 p.m. They probably close about 10 or 11 o'clock, something in that range. And so that is on the 19th, which is next to Tuesday. So, boy, don't forget that. Eat at Marzoni's, and you're going to be helping out the Pennsylvania Heart Association, and you'll help out the FBLA Club. But you do need the flyer or the ticket in order to get that, okay? So you can pick that up at the high school. So go to the Selins Grove High School and pick up the ticket, right?
Yep, you can pick up the ticket at the Selins Grove High School, and then we'll be posting some stuff on our social media about it. On Instagram and Twitter, you can follow us at Selins Grove INC, and you'll be able to find our Selins Grove store also.
Oh, just know
for
that
some
you
apparel.
Have to print the flyer out.
Oh, you got to print it out yourself?
Yes.
Oh, you can pick it out yourself.
Well,
okay,
you can get one from us, but if you get it online, you just have to make sure you print it out before you go.
And we would get it from Facebook, or what's that website again?
I'm not quite sure where it's at, but we will post something for...
It should be on all the major social medias.
Okay. Yes. Selins Grove FBLA would be a way to look it up?
Yep. Yeah, Selins you can go on Instagram and type in Selins Grove INC.
Dylan DeFazio is president. Allison Rosu is vice president. Jacob Arndt is parliamentarian. Christian Kantz is historian of the Selins Grove Area School District, Future Business Leaders of America. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.